And welcome to another week of the Boyd Speedway Podcast. We'll be hosting this show, I guess, for the next hour or so, or whenever Larry decides to...
you start talking Georgia football, then you're
going to
end the show.
Yeah, he didn't... You didn't disappear. His invisible juice didn't work. Yeah. It's all right. You're good. We have an interesting show tonight. We're live here at the track in practice.
We are.
And we've already seen some action going on. There's
a little bit of everything. Somebody bumped the wall tonight.
Yeah. Tore the car up there. And then we've had some newcomers get on the track.
Yeah, we had an 11-year-old on the track for the first time.
16-year-old. What was he driving?
A 67 Dodge Dart.
So did he give you any tips when he came off the track on
how to
drive the car?
Luckily,
they were on the buddy system tonight, so yes. I'm just wondering who you're going to have as the buddy riding the car.
That's right. I'm the test dummy.
Right here.
Yeah, I'm the crash dummy.
How do we have good suspension on the front? Both of them up front, it's gonna drag.
Well, hey, at least I'm not gonna have to worry about my tires spinning. We'll grab traction and go.
That's right. Tell them, man. We are glad everybody's tuned in. And we had let's recap just a little bit before we bring any of the guests on. We had a great race Friday night.
We did.
There was a lot of the lot of fast times. I guess it was pretty fast. It was had a lot of cars here. Had a good time, good racing. Double points night.
We saw a lot of movement in the standings.
Oh, a lot, yes.
A lot of movement in the standings. A lot of drama going on now because, you know, in the Crate Race Series, you know, Booger, he did not. He finished, I think, in like eighth.
Yeah.
So he lost first place. So he's got a fight now to get back. Todd Hernandez and the late models, he surged first place. And then we had so many cars in the beginner class, we split it. We had two winners in the beginner class that picked up double points.
Wow.
So that beginner's class is very competitive right now.
I mean, oh,
all of the classes right now really are pretty tight. I mean, I was just going through the points earlier, and really first place to about fourth or fifth place, in most cases, there's only about a 20-point, maybe 30-point difference.
Wow. That's going to be close. Now, I will say this much. I had some good barbecue for the race.
Yes.
I was waiting on that.
I had some amazing barbecue. Yeah. It was – brisket was on point. I got to give you kudos, Larry.
Just remember, Larry, he has to paint his head now.
I'm waiting on the paint his head.
Even if you're a Georgia fan. Well, see, BB got the biggest piece of the brisket.
It doesn't matter.
You said brisket, Georgia Bulldog painted redhead.
That's all you heard. That's the part you heard.
I heard.
To his credit, there was all much more that you could have had.
I didn't see that. No one told me.
There was Brunswick stew in there, I think.
That was really good.
The pinto beans were good.
Yeah, it was amazing. So did you prepare all that?
I did.
I even had pulled peanuts.
But those are good.
The first time he ever had any.
Did you try the fried Oreo?
No, I have not.
He did try the cow tongue tacos.
That was new. I've never had cow tongue taco, but that was actually pretty good. I had to say it was better than I thought it was. It was really good. It sounds worse than what it was. It's really good. It's a great taco. Not as good as the brisket. The brisket was the award winner of the night by far. That was my favorite.
Not the pulled peanuts?
No.
So you mean I don't have to hear any more about this whole brisket?
No.
Now you're going to hear is it?
We need more. Where's that? We need seconds.
No. Where's that painted head?
Yeah, we got who does the head painting, and I'll just let them. It's real small. It's going to be
no, not real small. It's going to cover the head.
I'm absolutely certain that there are some 7 or 8 out there that would just love to paint that.
I don't think that was the agreement.
It don't matter.
You said before you were just.
I thought I was getting a whole brisket.
I got a piece of brisket.
We're going to
go back and play the podcast because all I heard was.
You get him some brisket.
You get me some brisket, and I'm getting my head
painted. Yep, exactly.
Brit. I'm going to put you in charge of finding the footage where I agreed to that. No. On just a piece of
brisket. We don't need the footage. We got three
Georgia fans versus one Tennessee fan.
She knows who she works for.
Yeah, she knows who she works for. So
here, can you get that out of my back right there?
It's
that
very, very large. Yeah.
But anyway, it was great food, great night, great fun for the whole family. And but there's something that I want to talk about real quick before and Britt came on earlier and talked about this. We got an event coming up Saturday, May the 1st, as Tinker Saturday, and we're going to be making Sawyer swings. That's what I call them anyway. There was a story broke about one of your drivers here that no one really knew about what was going on, and that's what even makes it better, you know. And so kudos to the Sawyer Tinker family to –
Just Sawyer Tinker.
Yeah, I mean, because he's, yeah, that's, he's an outstanding young man.
The family's outstanding. I mean,
they are, and I was impressed with the story. So, Brett has put together, how many tires do we have? We got over 100.
I'm sure we got 100 tires.
So, we're going to have a work day Saturday to pressure wash and clean the tires, to build autistic swings for the, community, right? So we need volunteers to come out. We need volunteers to clean, to help build, to from the ropes to the tools, the equipment, so everything. And Britt will get you can get in touch with Britt on that, and she can tell you what we need. We're going to have. I've already got people. I know you have too. Already asking for the Sawyer swings, which is really cool. And that's what we're going to name them in honor of Sawyer Tinker for. Just being the human being that he is. And to me, it's an amazing thing. And Boyd Speedway giving back to the community is in a way that no one else does. And it just proves when you're at Boyd's, you have a family atmosphere, a family environment that you can bring your kids and not worry about what they're going to be exposed to, what's going to happen. And you give back to the community, and to me, it's just an honor to be a part of it.
Yeah, we're going to need things like nylon rope, duct tape, Gorilla tape, Crosby clamps.
If you don't know what Crosby clamps are, Google them. That's what I had to do.
An industrial carabiner, and
if you
use tires, you know, we can use those also. But if you come to help, wireless drills, wrenches. And just come happy. I mean, this is something that we want to do, giving back to the community. Yep. And what a better way than to make swings for children.
There is no better way. And April is autistic, and we're catching it right at the very end, so we got it in.
We'll give it away May 1st. It's never too late to help the community.
Yeah,
right.
No, and it's going to continue past May 1st, yeah. I'm sure of that. That this is something that we're going to continue to have tires.
We will continue to have tires.
Yeah. So as long as we
have tires down on that end, we got tires down on this end.
Yeah. As long as we have tires, we're going to make swings. And when we get the swings made, we're going to chip tires up and send them off for playground purposes for the schools. And that's kind of really cool too. So there's all kinds of things going on at Boyd Speedway. And you're doing something different this year. You got motocross coming in.
We do have motocross coming in.
They were here Friday and taking kind of landscape look at things and getting ready to design the track and lay it out. And you're going to have 6 motocross races.
First one is May 29th.
Now, are you still thinking about doing a go-kart track in the infield? Are you still looking at doing that?
I think right now the calendar is completely full, to be honest with you. We're trying to get in because we've had a ton of requests, so I'm trying to work with the group right now to get some flat track racing in, motorcycle flat track racing.
That would be awesome.
Those guys are they're working right now hard, so we're trying to pick some points where we could bring in some flat track racing.
That's going to be cool.
Right behind you, little David just walked out with his dad. He's on the porch right now.
Okay.
That's David, the Enduro
Oh, is she coming in to give some instruction on how to run the track?
I could probably use it.
Yeah. Well, bring him in and see. This is what's holding.
Yeah, let's find a great Chris.
Well, yeah, Chris isn't in our waiting room yet. He's not in our. Yeah, tell him however you want to do it. You want to.
Let's go and bring Chris in.
Yeah. All right, you'll bring Chris in.
No, I'll get.
So, all right. We'll have to put our headphones on to hear the guest. And this is where it kind of bugs me because our mics haven't gone through our headphones and I can't. It's kind of weird. It's hard enough for me to hear.
A Georgia fan would be multi-talented.
See, I can't hear
nothing. Listen with one ear to Chris.
Do you
be able to listen to the other ear
yeah.
to the rest of us talking?
Do you see?
Well, we'll make the head. He'll be better.
Do you see what I go through? You see what I go through? And then... You get Double D here to design the hats, and he does them in Georgia colors.
You see anything wrong with them?
No,
I think they look pretty good. You designed the logo. So deep in that art of yours is it bleeds Georgia red.
That's the first step. First step in transition.
Right. You know what? Y'all.
Admitting your flaws.
It's the first step.
The sad thing is we've got a I feel like I'm being attacked.
You are.
I'm being ambushed. Hopefully our guest, we can find some Tennessee. I'm about to talk to Britt.
I'm sure that Chris is not a Tennessee.
He may bleed this blue on y'all's minds.
Well, I don't know. What's the odds that he's a Georgia fan?
I don't think he's a Georgia fan.
Y'all think he is?
I think he got into the SEC, but I don't think he's a Georgia fan.
So who do you think he's a fan of? Well,
I'll say Kentucky.
You're gonna say Kentucky?
If not, he's Louisville.
I was going to
second
Kentucky or Louisville.
Well, we're going to find out. We're going to bring on our guest. Let me pull this off because it's going to add our guest in here.
There.
Hey, how we doing?
All right, hopefully.
Can you hear us? Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys doing this evening?
Doing great. Fantastic. Where are you at tonight, Chris? Are you at home or are you on the road already?
No, I'm at home. Somerset, Kentucky is where I call home.
Okay, so we got a bet, Chris. Somerset, Kentucky. You can Louisville fan.
Or Tennessee.
Either Kentucky or Tennessee, no Louisville.
Oh,
see there? I'm already.
No Louisville. No.
I would say Kentucky.
No, we weren't expecting the Tennessee.
Somerset is where we went for some hunt land up in Somerset, Kentucky. So we actually may be taking a trip at some point up there to do some deer hunting. You got some good deer up there?
Yes, sir. We got too many of them. We need to clean them out.
There you go. That sounds good.
We had a lot.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if Larry or Britt warned you. When you come on to the podcast with us, we talk about everything, racing, but we also talk fishing. We'll talk hunting. We talk everything. We want to know the who is Chris Tilley. We want to know about your series you're doing, the plans coming up. Give us all the information. What's the scoop going on?
Well, thanks for having me on this evening, guys. I guess longtime dirt racing fan, got started at my uncle's racetrack at Lake Cumberland Speedway in Burnside, Kentucky when I was 10 years old. And I started parking cars, working in the concession stand, moved my way up, and got to announce my first race. I like telling this because it seems like it's the same story how everybody gets started announcing a race is the local announcer didn't show up that night or couldn't be there. So I kind of got thrown into it and got to call a race. And I've gotten the privilege to work with some great people in the racing industry. And now I have my own series, worked for Ray Cook for 13 years with his series. And, it's I got to meet a lot of great people in this sport. I think that's what I take away from it most is the people that you meet in this sport. It's tremendous.
Well, Chris, this is a big week. So tell everybody about the Bruce Built Performance Open Wheel Modified Group coming in this week. And we got a special guest coming to race with you guys this week.
We're very excited about that. Kenny Schrader, a longtime NASCAR competitor, is coming to race with us this weekend with the Bruce Built Performance Ironman Open Wheel Modified Series. It'll be our third ever appearance at Boyd Speedway. We've had two previous events. Once we were there in 2017, Brad Hall out of Knoxville, Tennessee, took the win. And then for the Cabin Fever in 2020, right before COVID hit, we were there. And Ricky Arms out of Moss, Tennessee, took the win there. But the open wheel type race cars are, you know, you think about a dirt late model, what they look like with minus the spoiler, and then you take away the front of the car, basically an open wheel. I mean, you don't have the body around it, and that's what gives it its unique perspective of the way it looks and the way it drives in the corner. I mean, these cars, you have to drive them, and they're totally different to drive than they are a dirt late model. And I think that's why the fans like them so well. They're usually pretty equally balanced up front. And those guys put on a great show, and we've got several good names that are coming to race with us this weekend. But it's pretty cool to have Kenny Schrader. Kenny, just a longtime friend of the sport, been a friend of mine for quite a while, and someone I actually grew up watching. So it's pretty cool to get to meet those guys along the way that you've seen race, or you know, got to meet. Shake their hand or get an autograph, you know. So it's going to be that guy can still wheel a race car. It's going to be cool to see him this weekend race with us.
Oh, and he is such a great just a person. I mean, I did an interview with him yesterday, and let me tell you, there couldn't be a nicer, more humble person. You know, he said yesterday he hopes to keep racing for about 15 more years. He wants to stop before he's 80 so that he can keep riding his motorcycle. And the thing that really impressed me was, you know, he said that he may run as many as 60 races this year.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Which is amazing. You know, if you stop and think about it, Larry, NASCAR doesn't run that many races, you know?
Exactly.
Man, that's unreal.
Yeah, he, and for the fans listening, he's just such a great person. He said, I just hope everybody wants to still come out and get my autograph on Friday. And I said, well, I don't think you got to worry about that, Ken. I think there's a lot of people who want to come get their picture taken with you and their autograph.
Yeah, no doubt about
he
that.
Has seen a lot in NASCAR, and you know, I think with me, I was an Earnhardt fan.
Oh, yeah.
So going back to that Ken was the first one there to see it firsthand and see what happened. That's kind of how I remember Schrader on that end. I watched NASCAR for many years, but when Earnhardt passed, it was kind of tough to keep watching it because that was like a part of me left. So he's seen things, you know, over the years. And it's just – I can't wait. I'm excited.
And he's old school, right, Chris? He won't be driving one of these big, really expensive rigs in here. He's old school.
Well, he's got several different rigs that he hauls. I think with them coming that far, they'll probably have to have the stacker and the sleeper. But he's got an we were at I-55 Raceway in Peabody, Missouri, a track that he actually co-owns. And I was doing the series that I'd had in the Midwest at the time back in 2019, the Mars Racing Series. And we rolled into I-55, and here he come by the registration booth and had an open trailer that night. I think it was actually kind of like a flatbed pickup truck that kind of had an angle to it, and the car was up on it. So it was really an old school hauler, but they're old school, and he could still get the job done. It wouldn't surprise me to see him in Victory Lane Friday night.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, he said that he's really anxious to get here, and I guess last year at Cabin Fever, somebody drove his car here, if I heard one yesterday.
Yeah, he had another guy. He had just had surgery, and he was here last year for that event, actually came, and we sanctioned it for the open wheels and late models. And Sheldon Creed, a NASCAR truck driver, drove his open wheel down there at Boyd's last year, and he still signed some autographs and hung out, and it was cold that weekend, but You know, I tell you, he's happy to be there. Always got a smile on his face. And, you know, you go back and look at the many years that he's been around the sport. I think you can even have fans that are now in the sport, new to the sport, and even fans from 20, 30 years ago who can relate to him. So he relates to many generations of race fans and race car drivers. I mean, his name is synonymous with this sport.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Now, where did he get his start at? Did he tell you, or do you know where he got his start at?
I'll be honest with you. I really don't know exactly. I followed him through the NASCAR years there and on up when I was growing up, but I'm not really sure. So I don't want to speculate there and tell you the wrong answer, but he was racing long before I was born. I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he was. Like I said, I know he had a long history with dirt racing. A lot of your NASCAR drivers, you know, cut their teeth on dirt track, and Austin Dillon still has the track record here. It does.
Yeah, I believe he does.
He does. Yep. Austin's track record is 12.8 seconds. Yep.
Wow. So I'm sure that'd be up for grabs on.
Yeah, it could be. It could very well be. I think the fastest we've had this might have been Randy Weaver's time. Randy Weaver ran a 13.8 second lap, which is still flying. Mm-hmm. So, Chris, you've got a pretty busy schedule coming up this weekend. You guys are here Friday. Then you're at Wartburg on Saturday.
Yep, we've got two open wheel races Friday and Saturday, Wartburg Saturday, right up the road there, and then actually we open our season for the Valvoline Ironman Late Model Northern Series up at the Speed Planet West Virginia Motor Speedway in Mineral Wells, West Virginia on Sunday evening, and that was a tough schedule when I put that deal together with this weekend. I didn't realize that I had done that when I did the booking of the races, but it's going to make a long weekend for me, but the open wheel guys just have to race two nights, and then we'll go to the ground pounding super late models there Sunday. We're going to West Virginia Motor. The track hadn't been open since 2013, so nestled in the hills of West Virginia off of I-77, it's a beautiful place.
Man, that is – you know, I was impressed. I'm curious, Chris, how many tracks do you go around to? Like your circuit, I was looking at some of the tracks that we have just from – the Chattanooga, North Georgia area, all the way up to Knoxville and up to the line. There is several tracks in this area. How many do you actually tour around to on your series?
We travel in eight states with our three sanctioning bodies. We have the Valvoline Ironman Northern Late Model deal that covers Indiana, Ohio, West Virginia, Kentucky. And then we have our Southern Late Model Series that covers all the way as far south as Boyd, which you can count as Georgia and Tennessee. And then we go to as far north as Brownstown, Indiana, and Kentucky on that deal. And then our Open Wheel Series, which runs over to Brasstown, North Carolina, up to Wytheville, Virginia in a couple weeks, and then down to Boyd's and Tennessee, Kentucky. So we go in eight states with that deal, and I think we've got somewhere around 55 shows this year. And you know, with the three series, which is quite a bit. I mean, I'll be honest with you, that's a lot of feature events that we put on this year. And I'm not for sure exactly the number of racetracks you threw a curveball at, because my announcer and public relations director, he could tell you that, but I can't tell you right off the top of my head. I was trying to think. But, you know, we've got a lot of shows this year. And I was thinking about when you was talking about number of racetracks, I was thinking about the number of racetracks I've been to. I've been to over 150 racetracks in the United States in 33 states. So I've been doing this for quite a while. And I think what a blessing it's been to be able to get to do this. The Lord's blessed me better than I ever deserved. No doubt about that.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, that's something. Blesses Double D here on Friday. Any advice, Chris, for Double D? He's getting in a enduro car Friday night.
Uh-oh.
First enduro race.
No
first
practice.
First time in a car on the track. No practice.
No practice.
No practice. Well, I see. I never did want to race, but I always loved watching it. I got in a go-kart one time, flipped it, and I said, I'm not doing this anymore. So my advice would be to keep all four wheels on the ground, have the time of your life, and keep the pedal to the metal. And I think you could do all those things. You could have a good time, but we're excited about coming to Boyd's. I just want to mention that again. Thank you all for having our series in there Friday night. And Boyd's, we were down there with the Cabin Fever, and what a turnout that was earlier this year. And just props to you guys in the racetrack and Riley and you, Larry, and everybody there, Emerson, and for everybody for having us. I mean, golly, Boyd's has turned the corner, and it's one of the premier dirt tracks in the South. There's no doubt about that.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Chris. We're working hard. We're getting there.
So I've got a question for you, Chris. What is a weekend like in your life? I mean, how's your weekend go?
Well, racing or not racing?
Let's do it. Do it all. Tell it. Because I know you got to be busy. I'm anxious to hear what he's got on this.
Well, I am. I'm actually a transportation director of a school system up here in Pulaski County, Kentucky, a small independent school system. I'm athletic director, transportation director, and I'm a certified driver trainer for the state of Kentucky. And I do, that's my day job. And then I own CT Promotions LLC, which runs the banner for the three racing series. And if you'd asked me this question 3 years ago, I would have added racetrack to that resume, because I actually had a track leased and was trying to run a couple series at the same time. So I had that going on. And then, Saturday morning, 7:30, the coffee pot goes on. I have to drink a full pot of coffee, get the laundry done, head out to the racetrack. If I don't have to leave out on Friday night or early Saturday morning, and then try to hustle back home to get to church on Sunday. Sometimes I don't make it to Sunday school, but I definitely try to make sure that I'm at church on Sunday, even if I'm wore out. I was kind of drifting last Sunday in the service, but kind of like Barney was on Andy Griffith at that time. I was kind of drifting a little bit, but I made it through it.
That is awesome that you got that kind of dedication. So, but we was kind of curious, because I know Larry pulls a long trip of hours. He can cook a mean brisket. I will give him that kind of credit. Hopefully you can talk him into giving you some brisket when you're here Friday. And if he does, you'll have to share it with me, since I hooked that deal up.
There's some ribs too. The ribs were good.
The ribs were good. He can cook.
I had Sonny's for dinner tonight, so I guarantee you I've got Sonny's beat.
Hey, this stuff was it was good. I was thoroughly impressed, and it was good.
I mean, you can look at it and tell we'd like to eat.
We loved it.
Hey, you can't probably see it, but I do too. Yeah.
But now you said something earlier, and we've been around racing NHRA mostly. I was in NHRA for several years, not driving it, covering it, promoting it, and doing a lot of interviews in. And this is like my first year with the Dirt Track Series, and we are already meeting some very unique individuals that it seems like a family type sport. You talked about you've met a lot of good people in this walk of life. Kind of share a little bit of light on that, the different people you've met. Some of them, I guarantee you've met some pretty interesting characters, I'm sure.
Oh, I have. You have more good times than bad. You remember the good times more than you do the bad races, and that goes along with the people and the people that you run into. I like to use a lot of TV analogies, because I watch several good sitcoms. I was thinking about Everybody Loves Raymond there, where they were giving that toast at Robert's wedding. He said, you'll keep the good ones. And that's stuck with me for the last few years. You know, you'll keep the good memories. Someday, if I ever decide to get out or retire from this sport, you know, this is starting my 26th year of working directly in it. So I've met some great people. I got to meet somebody a few weeks ago I never thought I would get to meet in our sport. He actually raced with our series. That was Kyle Larson, the hottest driver, I think, in the country right now with NASCAR and on dirt. And he came and raced with our series up at Tazewell, Tennessee, a few weeks ago for the Ironman opener of our Southern Series. So it was pretty spectacular to get to meet him. And I announced Chase Elliott's first ever dirt super late model race at Dixie Speedway back in, I think, 2013, and got to hang out with Bill Elliott a few times that year, and him and Kenny Wallace. I think about Kenny Schrader, these people in the sport, and every name that I've mentioned. I mean, the Dillon kids, I've got to meet them. It was a blessing to get to get to hang out with these guys. They're just as simple and down to earth as people as you'll meet in this sport. And but there's nothing better than going to the racetrack and seeing the person that's there week after week, or somebody that you get to see two or three times a year that'll holler your name out and remember who you are. And you may remember their face, but may not remember their name. But the race fans in the stands are what keep us motivated, what keep us driven to do this in our sport, and our great racers, our wonderful promoters, and our sponsors, and my employees. I mean, it's not just me that does this. It's my staff. I feel like I do have the best staff in the United States. We're close-knit. A lot of us go to church together, actually. We work together. If we got a problem, we'll talk it out. In life, you know, we're just there for each other. So, I mean, it's more than just seeing people. It's the memories you make. And I know it sounds a little cliche, but, I guess I don't know how to put it, but it's just more than race cars going in a circle. And that's what this sport will mean to me more than anything.
Yeah, it's a lot more than, like you're saying, a lot more than just running laps. These people that we've met here at Boyd's are like family, and they don't hesitate a minute to help. Because we, you know, like he said, Double D is his dream was to get into racing, and he wants to race 602 sportsman classes, where he kind of wants to be at by the end of the year or the first of next year. And we was kind of started.
Wait a minute, that's the first I've heard.
Oh, you didn't know?
You're moving from enduro.
Eventually, yeah.
Sportsman 602 by the end of this
year? No.
I was kind of throwing some heat on him there.
No. Wow.
Okay. I was trying. I was hoping y'all didn't catch it, but they caught
that.
No. But that is his goal. That's his end goal.
Yeah, that's my end goal.
Okay. But he had a friend that was in racing. Yeah. And he got him involved in racing. And you didn't really even reach out to any of the drivers, because you know any of the drivers, but some of them just came up and started talking to us and was willing to help him, and that really impressed me. I know it's impressed him and different ones. Like, you know, you have people that's in the sport.
Maybe they weren't threatened right now.
No, not at all.
Good point. That may be what it was.
Not at all. Not at all.
But you meet a lot of great people. And like I said, it's like one big family. But I do want to ask you another question. I'm trying to give these guys time to come up with questions. When you talk NASCAR racing, I got to get BB down the end to talk. When you talk NASCAR racing, do a lot of the NASCAR drivers go to the open wheel modifieds? Is there a reason for that, or is there another class of car that they prefer to drive, or that you've run across?
Well, I don't necessarily think that they've got any one car, because, I mean, I've seen Schrader run a dirt late model. He's run with us back in the early 2000s. He was running a dirt late model, and I think he still does every once in a while. The open wheels those guys, they love them. The Kenny Wallace will tell you that's dirt racing's the most fun he's ever had. I mean, you know, Tony Stewart's racing sprints, and he may run a midget one night. I mean, this Kyle Larson, I think you could put him in a red wagon, he could go to the finish line with it. I mean, golly, yeah, this guy, he can win at NASCAR and a sprint car, dirt late model. I think we're seeing the beginning of a dynasty with Kyle Larson. I know, you know, people's pumped up about him, but I mean, I got to meet this guy, and I saw his passion at Tazewell up front, up front and personal with him. And this guy right here, I mean, I think he's the next superstar of this sport. I think he's going to go down in history as one of the greatest drivers to ever come out of our sport because he can compete at any level. But I don't think that any – to answer your question, I don't think that any driver particularly likes a certain car over another that are – because you see so many guys do different things. So I don't know that there's just a balance of cars that they might like to drive or something that their buddy likes to do or something that they want to do. They like about anything. And if you notice some of these guys, you can put them in anything. They're pretty doggone good in it.
Well, that kind of leads into my next question. You said a lot of the people that help you with this series, you go to church with them. My question would be, how many times do y'all race to church and then after church race to the place to go eat? Like, I know you've got to be competitive.
No, we're not bad. I mean, we're really not. Not I mean, we're not.
Because I know we would.
Well, he's
already riding behind.
My crew, they're a great group of guys. I'll tell you who they are. I like to give them the credit because they're the ones that keep the wheels turning. Michael Despain out of Campbellsville, Kentucky, he's our announcer and public relations director, probably one of the best announcers in the business. I mean, I don't mean that bad towards anybody. That's my preference who I want to hear call a race. And if I get home to watch the highlights on Dirt on Dirt or Flow or whatever we have it on that night, I love hearing the Golden Pipes. I mean, that guy was announcer at Brownstown, Indiana, and Bardstown, Kentucky for many years, and has called Lucas Oil races, Battle of the Bluegrass Series races back in the day. So, you know, we're a close-knit group. We've worked together for a long time. Wayne Maybrier, Tommy Yates, Roy Spout. We've just got so many great people that help us. Noel Hargis is kind of our grandfather of our series. He flagged for 40 years, flagged the dirt tracks, and he comes and hangs out with us. He's kind of retired now, but my dad goes with us every once in a while. I'll tell you, he helps my cousin up at his 2 racetracks. So you've got that. You just, I love the crew that we work with, but no, as far as racing the church, we don't. We might have a little discussion in Sunday school about what went on Saturday night or something. We might want to finish talking about it, but preacher will come in there and make us get in on our lesson, though.
Yeah.
There you go.
That sounds good. I'm looking forward to meeting you and looking forward to get some interviews with you and get you on camera. And you definitely got to come and do some live interviews with us when you're here. Tell us a little bit more about, you know, what's going on in the your series. You're running the Ironman series. Now, how many more races do you run in your series this year?
On our open wheel series, we had a 17 race schedule. We raced 2 races last weekend, opened up the season at Ponderosa Speedway in Junction City, Kentucky, Friday night. Victor Lee was victorious, and then our defending series champion won on Saturday night at Lake Cumberland Speedway in Burnside, Kentucky. So we've had 2 of the 17 races already, and this weekend will make rounds 3 and 4 of the series. We've got a good points fund with the drivers that race with us. We had 11 guys go to every race last year. Don't know as many that's going to be able to do it this year, but we have some that are going to hit and miss. Some guys are just not ready yet. Some of them got tore up at Bristol earlier in the year, and they're trying to get rebounded from that and blown motors and different things. And some of them had family obligations last weekend. So it's a mixture. It's tough for some guys to run a full touring series. But most of these guys, I mean, these guys are on a shoestring budget. They're the definition of a weekend warrior. I mean, they all work jobs during the week and work hard to put that money back in their race cars and put it on the table. And they're the true definition of our weekend warrior. The difference in our series is the late model series, you know, they run a bigger motor and a little different kind of body style on the car. And some of these guys actually just drive for a living. They come in and race with us every so often. Most of the guys that run our tour work a job every day, but a lot of guys that will stop in every once in a while, they do this for a living. And they're able to do that. And some guys just don't have that luxury. And that's who we're for. That's what our series is geared for, is the weekend warrior.
Wow. That is really cool. Y'all got it?
No, this has been great. Chris, any final comments for us?
Well, I just want to say thank you all for having us on the show tonight. I really appreciate it. It was nice getting to talk to all you guys. I think it's great what you all are doing for the sport, help promote it. And I hear the race cars in the background, so I take it practice is going pretty well tonight. And I'm sure Riley's got the racetrack in really good shape. I know we will Friday when we come there. And I know some of the drivers are just so excited about coming back to Boyd's. And we can't wait to get there this weekend. I think it's going to be a big weekend for us.
I think it will too. We're excited about it, and we have they're going to roll the screens up to kind of show since the sun's kind of went down. They're going to try to roll the screen up just a little bit so we can see some racing going on right behind us. Because the cool thing about this setup they built is you can actually see the cars and the track in the background. When the camera will kind of, yeah, he double D's got jammed. Yeah, he don't know how to break lines. Some teach them in Georgia. There we go. There's the track in the background.
There you go.
And it is it's a beautiful facility out here. We're excited. This is going into my shop, Larry. That's going into the studio. That is my early birthday present.
Oh, is it? That was for me to put in the suite here.
Uh-oh. Where's Britt?
Uh-oh, Britt said
Britt
it was
ours. That away.
Britt said it was for Britt.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, okay.
We'll share.
Britt has nothing to do with it.
Oh yeah, definitely. While Double D is recovering, because we want to see these. You can see the cars now. This is really like a cool facility that they've got set up here. But before you go, we want you to give your sponsors a shout out. Anybody you want to give a shout out to, take the time to do so. We've got a guest that's come in that we're going to talk to as well. So go ahead. Let's hear all your sponsors.
Well, we just want to say thanks to Valvoline, our title late model sponsor, and Bruce Bill Performance, title sponsor of our Open Wheel Series, Sunoco Race Fuels, Easy Go. We want to thank MSR Mafia for our great-looking website. You can check it out at imdirt.net, like the word I am, so Iron Man, abbreviated imdirt.net. We've got Hoosier Racing Tire, American Race Tires, just all of our great sponsors, Earnhardt Technologies, Envy Suspension, Knowles Race Parts and Bodies, Race Clean Products, and just everybody who helps us out on the series. I know I'm forgetting somebody, I don't have my list in front of me, but all of our staff, our racetracks, our promoters, and everybody that makes this go, and we couldn't do it without our race fans, so we're very appreciative to them.
Yeah, that is awesome, and you always got to have sponsors, can't make it without them. Chris, I've enjoyed you taking time out of your schedule to come talk to us. We look forward to meeting you. Anything else you guys got to
do? We'll see you on Friday, buddy. I'll see you when you get here.
All right. Well, you all have a good one and enjoy practice this evening.
I got a special request when you come, Chris. Do you have an orange Tennessee hat or anything Tennessee that you'll bring?
I don't even own anything. I don't.
Oh, look at that.
I just like watching a good ball game.
All right. Second question. Do you like to fish?
Do I like to fish?
Because, yeah. All right. Just outside behind that racetrack is a creek that runs all the way around town. There's fish in there. And we have a stupid fishing challenge is what me and BB on the end, we've done this for 20 years. And we come up with some of the stupidest ways to catch fish. And we challenge each other. And right now I'm in the lead.
That book, you haven't won in 6 years.
That's a lot.
Actually, I think I'm in the lead.
I haven't actually seen you catch anything.
So. If we go by Bigelow's rules, I'm in the lead.
Yeah, technically you are. Technically you are by my rules. But if we look forward to seeing you, Chris, if you want to bring your fishing rod, there's a creek right here. And we will put on a fishing challenge and put that out there as well.
Well, thank you, guys. I don't know that we'll have time to do that, but I sure do appreciate the invite. Maybe another time I'll take y'all up on it. I may have to try that brisket, though. Now I'm all about that.
There you go.
That sounds good. Chris, safe travels. We will see you when you get here on Friday.
Thank you all so much. Have a great evening, guys. Thank you all.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. We're going to run away to our commercial break. When we come back, we're getting set up for a special guest that's going to be here. Folks, we'll be right back. And welcome back to the Boyd Speedway Podcast, live at Boyd Speedway tonight in beautiful, what was considered, Ringo, Georgia?
Right, Ringo. We're in Ringo, Georgia.
Ringo, Georgia.
And I don't need these headphones anymore.
Georgia. If we go five steps over, we're in Tennessee.
Now, that this is like, oh, it's cool. And what I like about this, and I love this time slot, you can actually see practice going on behind us. Which, if BB would have been paying attention to get the box out of the window so we'd actually have a better shot, then... because we've got a special guest. And I'm going to tell you this. Every week goes by, I get impressed with the new generation of racers, the new generation that's coming through. And we interviewed Zane last Friday, and Zane was 11 years old. We interviewed Cade, which was 10 when at 10 years old.
Cade just turned
12. Okay, so yeah. Cade just turned 12.
He races with the adults.
And he races with the adults. And they were out here practicing. And we've got a special guest. Now, I'm going to give you, I'm going to turn over to you. Introduce yourself to the camera and tell them your name.
My name is
Stella. All right. And you got to go ahead and get your shout out to your mama real quick so we don't get in trouble. All right. All right. So here we go. Now, tell us what you were driving.
1967 Dodge Dart.
All right. So we've seen you going around the track. Tell us that you'd never hit this track until tonight, right? And you've made how many laps around the track so far? Now, was the first one kind of scary?
No, not really. I wasn't really that nervous.
So how long has he been driving around the track?
Today's
today. Only the first day ever?
He's never driven before today.
2 hours ago.
Yeah.
So
never
you
driven at all.
Yeah, never driven at all.
Never.
This is
do you have it set up where he can reach the pedals and all that? Or you mean that is crazy. This is so cool. So you've got a Dodge Dart. It was nice, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you ran several laps around the track, and you made pretty good time. You're doing well. You did better than I did, definitely better than he'll do. You got some pointers for him? Because he's got a first time ever, will be this Friday in the Enduro race.
He's not even practicing.
He's not even practiced yet because the car's getting the
roll cage
put in right now, courtesy of the
Chuck Tinker and the Tinker family.
That's right. So tell it. Have you got any pointers? Is it which turns the slickest? Okay, so turn 3 and 4, you kind of get loose. Rear end gets loose around, and it's the front. The 1 and 2 is kind of a little tight. So do you go high in the straightaway and set up for the curve, or do you kind of like just hit the gas and go all the way through? What's your preference? Some people kind of like to give it gas and then come off the gas a little bit, turn the rear end, and then get back in the gas. And some like to stay on the gas all the way through.
I do both, honestly.
So you kind of have to depend on what the car's doing, right? Yeah. So you're already quick catching on to paying attention to what the car's doing and let the track come to you. So how many laps did you make? You said you wasn't for sure yet. How many you made? You're just too excited to catch in, right? Now tell us what your plans are. Are you gonna run Enduro? Are you gonna try to? Are you gonna be here Friday for Enduro? Okay, not Friday, but you're getting ready for an Enduro car, right? That is awesome. So that, to me, that is the coolest thing ever. And this is the way to do it, is you come out. And y'all came here, I think we remember seeing y'all, we were doing a show downstairs, and you came in and asked about, if you want to come in, if you want to come over here and get Dad, we're going to get Dad in the shot. Yeah, come on right around here. This is, and we're live, we do this. We're home folk. Because I want to hear the story on this. And to me, this is what makes racing so interesting. And like I said, dirt track, what we've experienced is it's a family sport. So first of all, at what age did he come to you and say, Dad, I'm interested in dirt track, or I want to race? Or how did that conversation happen?
Well, we actually got a racer. Got to put him in the land. And he drives the racer fast. So I thought, give up some, like a sanctioned track. And so we came to the event a couple of Fridays ago, and we watched it, and he was impressed with it. So we went and found an old car out in some farmer's field, which is this one here, and it took a month and I built it and today's the first day.
Wow. Wow. That is too cool. That's got to get you excited. Now, was you helping Dad work on the car? Get it? He's there with you the whole time? And
he helped with the roll cage and you know, he helped with the engine and some wiring stuff. So, yeah, he's learning.
That is too cool. Awesome. That is the coolest thing ever, because you'll have those memories for you the rest of your life. To me, that's like the coolest thing ever. So, tell me about the car.
It's a 67 Dodge Dart, and it's a 360 Magnum. I bought an old van from where I worked that they were using it, had an engine in it, took the engine out, pressed it up a little bit, and put it in this car, and it's just a bunch of junk parts. But the main bumper on the truck never broke, and it's still running. So, I told David, I said, if we can just load it up same way we took it off today, that's a win.
Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah. Definitely a win. So what's your favorite part about the driving? Tell me about your favorite part of you driving.
Probably hitting the straightaways.
Yeah, so you give it all it's got.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're not, he has no fear. Yeah, that's kind of concerning, I'm sure, is that? Yeah.
Yeah, we saw you hitting, I think it was in turn three, getting a little sideways there coming around.
Yeah, that's the thing. With, you know, I'm actually do some road course racing. I tend to drift a little bit in the tracks, but learning how to control a car, you know, hanging the back end up, steering with the gas, that's something that he's been practicing on some of the console games that we play, like you know, Gran Turismo, Forza, and he's getting better at it, but I told him it's different. And I just found it out today.
Yeah, and that was cool because then you have some of the iRacing series that's done by console, and you got a simulator downstairs. Now, I'm just going to let you in on this little secret. Double D got in the simulator, and as soon as Larry said, okay, go, he spins out, hits the flagman, and spins out. And this is funny.
Not true.
Yeah.
It is true.
That is true. That did happen. That is a fact. That happened. Not one time, not two times, not three times, not four times, at least 10 times. Yeah. But it wasn't his fault. Times. Larry had the computer set up a little different for you just to sabotage
it. It wasn't
you.
His fault, but he did run over the
track. But
actually,
it's
murder.
Yeah, it's cool, though, that they have these things. Because when I was a kid, we had a green machine. I think that's all we had, wasn't it? But you've got the advantage of this. You're going to grow up in this sport. And so you love now, is it the round track racing? Is it drag racing? Is it racing in general? What is your favorite? Is it the speed you like, or is it that competitive of it? What is it?
I like the speed and the competition.
Yeah.
It's kind of boring out there by myself. I like racing the other cars. That is cool.
You
get stuck behind a slow one.
Yes. 11 years old.
Golly, this is crazy.
Money on
11 years old.
Yeah.
You know how we got that 10 over-under bet with him? I'm now putting out a David bet that David not only beats him, but puts him in the corner on the way out.
Well,
not like somebody else did tonight.
So here's the thing. We over and who has the I think it was Chuck said under. He said he gave him 8 laps, wasn't it? Was it Chuck gave you 8
There's
laps?
There's a couple people that's given him not 4.
Well,
yeah.
But you're going to hit something in the first 4 laps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I plan on
hitting. So he claims he's not going to hit nothing the whole race.
No, I did not say that.
I gave him 20.
I will put the bumper to somebody.
Oh,
did you hear that, David? He threatened you.
I did not.
I've prepared for people like him. Yeah.
So this is really cool. So you love race. You love the speed side of it. You love the competition. Now, has he always been competitive?
Yes.
What sport is he most competitive in? Is it?
Probably this.
Yeah.
I mean, when I watch him on the console, he's very aggressive. It's too much. So he's the guy when it hits.
Yeah. So now you got. Have you already named the car yet? Do you have a name for it? A nickname?
I think
you
need to hit Double D. Dirty Dart.
The Dirty Dart's cool. That is cool, man.
Double D versus the Double D.
Yeah.
Dirty Dart.
That is really cool. So And we were watching you go make your laps, and I was like, that to me, that's amazing. It's really cool that
you as soon as you went on the track the first time.
Because we were kind of salivating a little bit, thinking that is a cool car, but yet you're driving it too. That's really better. Do we get to take it for a lap or two?
Sure.
He's not agreeing to it. I can see that look. Did you see the look I just got? That's pretty cool. But outside of racing, tell us what else you like to do.
I like to play football, outside,
shoot. Wow. There you go. So do you hunting? Do you do any of that fishing? All right, there you go. So you like to shoot. You're very competitive though at like everything right now. Georgia fan or Tennessee? That's my boy right there. Now we're gonna front and center. Yeah. What you mean on the okay, so not a Vols fan. Oh man. We have this thing. This one. I'm the only Tennessee Vols fan, I believe. Two. Yeah, that's right. JR's here. Me and JR, we have a Alabama graduate Auburn fan. How that happened, I don't know. And then we have Georgia fans, and then you got a Titans. So you're a Titans fan, right? All right. Have you got to watch? I'm gonna ask you this because if you do road course, I'm sure you have. Have you watched Top Gear or the Grand Tour? I did too. The Grand Tour. Have you watched the Grand Tour?
Yeah.
That's the best show out there, is it not? Yeah, I watch it all the time. I actually watched it just yesterday, I believe it was, when I got home. Love the show. Love it. And they're doing it different. They've ended their last series, I think it is. They're going to do things. Yeah, it's still going to be good. So you can watch all of them. Do you feel like you're the Stig? Let me ask you that. When you go out on the track, do you feel like you're the Stig? That's all I need. Yeah. That tells me all I need to know, because he's going to be competitive. So if you're watching the show and you want to come out and race enduro, this is your competition. Not double D. David's the competition.
Next year. This year he's getting good practice.
Yeah.
I think you're doing it right. He's going to be, he'll be something though.
Now, you'll
do good.
Yeah.
You'll do really good.
Well, have you set aside a goal yet? Like, what's his time frame, or he just going to wait until he says that I'm ready, or is that?
I wrote with him today, and I'll kind of keep tabs on things. We want to get some consistency. He'll do one good lap, and then let the lap that he can make some mistakes.
Right, that's
part of experience. Yeah. So once he reaches the point where he gets some experience with some better tires in the car, and a stagger set out there, and we'll see how it goes. We probably won't want to do any racing until we both feel very comfortable. He's got a good handle on it, because driving around doing laps practice is a lot different than when you get cars around you, people try to hit you, and scare the life out of you. So we're gonna just kind of ease into that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. What number are you gonna be? What number are you gonna put on the car?
02.
02. Now tell me the story behind 02.
Well, generally it's 01. So.
Now you're gonna do the same color scheme? That would be cool. Okay, she's gonna leave it like
Patina.
It is. Patina, I love it. You're gonna do the same style letters though, the O2, just like if it's patina. Yeah, that is too cool.
That's cool.
I like it.
Sorry, I was watching. I was meant to get your attention, but both of the guys that were racing out here just now, one just turned 12 and the other one is 11, running in the beginner cars and flying through this track. They were actually holding a race out there.
That's unreal. It's amazing what the talent, the young talent we got out here. It's really cool.
Does he realize if he races in October, he's going to be racing against John Snyder, who drove the General Lee?
Oh,
yeah.
He's trying to get out
of race in
October. Both and his wife will both be out there.
Yeah. Bo Duke and his wife will be racing in the enduro race in October for breast cancer awareness. Can he make it?
That should be your first race.
I think so, yeah.
That would be cool.
That should be your first race. Yeah.
That would be awesome for you.
And we will try to, we need to get that Can we get them two together, them and Bo? Is that possible to get him to meet Bo? All right. So how would you like that? Would you like to meet?
Yeah.
All right. So that's going to be really cool. So you got a lot of practice to do to get ready, because him and his wife will be racing. And are they bringing the General Lee look-alike on the Enduro, Britt? Does he have an Enduro car that looks like the General Lee?
So for the Bo Extravaganza, will be a two-day festival. We'll have him jumping the actual General Lee, doing tricks and everything out here. There'll be music and a concert and everything. What their Enduro cars look like, I think they're both going to be pink. I'm not sure what type of car they're racing.
Because of breast cancer.
They will be pink for breast cancer. So I cannot confirm or not. I have not seen their Enduro cars, but I know for a fact they'll both be in it for breast cancer. So that would probably be your best race. To be able to go against them. I mean,
whether
you win or lose,
you're
racing against
Bo Duke.
How many people can see
that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that is cool. Now we were going to do a segment in the car. They was going to let me and him both go in the car at the same time, film a live podcast during the race, just not as perfect. Because we don't know what would be expected, but they're going to let us do that at least one race this year before that's out. So we'll be doing a live podcast during the race.
Wow.
From the pit. I mean, from the cockpit.
7-second delay and I have controls on
it. Yeah. Yeah, so he'll be running the controls and we're gonna do that. So that's really going
to
be neat.
And we'll need the whole county to show up to pray.
Yes, we'll have to have that because we're going to have Gerald, can you bring your drone that night?
Sure.
All right. So that's really going to be cool. We're going to have some really cool stuff going on. So because we just want footage in case it's the last moments of my life, at least.
Wilson Peter Holmes is the spot.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so we've got quite a stuff going on, and we're excited about being a part of Boyd Speedway. We want to get this guy the best experience we can. October, you'll be here, Bo Duke, racing against Bo Duke.
Yes.
Definitely, yeah. So now you got to help your dad get the car ready. You got to get steady with the track experience. Get you some good drive time. Make some good, solid laps and be consistent with them and get you ready. So you'll be ready for October. We're gonna be pulling for you because Double D will be in the race as well. So if you need to move him out of the way, you just do what you got to do. All right, yeah. There you go. How cool is that? How cool is that? Is that not cool?
Six months away. You got to be ready. Six months.
He'll be ready.
He'll be 0-2 and just fall everywhere else.
Bumping from behind. Say, move.
Now, I know when Dad walks out here, he's going to say, don't listen to nothing.
I like your advice.
Yeah. So here's the thing. When October gets here, you're ready. We want him back on camera. So I have to – Britt makes all this stuff happen. So you get in good with Britt. She'll make all this stuff happen. We'll get you back on the show. And I want to hear the before and the after experience of that race. So whenever you do your first race, I want him give him the treatment and get him up here in the lounge. And anybody you want to say hi to or hello or
your friends or
your mother.
Okay, that was
this is where you say Tina. Oh, man, you are not
going to
eat for weeks.
Oh, yeah. We might not have.
I know some chores is going to be
done. That's right. But I think that's an awesome, awesome thing you're doing.
Yes.
There's going to be a lot of kids that are jealous and envious of this.
Oh, no.
I know I would be.
You already are.
I already am. Yeah, I'm like, man.
Well, I would have thanked him once again.
Yeah, that is the coolest thing ever. And we've watched so much stuff. And we got in and we was watching, I think we talked to Larry the first night when you first talked to him, got it set up first, come out here.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked to him and he was talking about the plans he had. And then to actually watch it all start unfolding, it has been a joy ride. We're loving it. And this is just where the starting point, right, Britt? We have the Sawyer Swings coming up Saturday.
May 1st.
May 1st. the Sawyer Swings, one of the drivers here, and I don't know if you got to hear the story, but one of the drivers, we're gonna repeat this real quick for those that are watching. One of the drivers is Sawyer Tinker, and we had we were learning everybody, so we had Sawyer, who's a home, he's from Ringgold, so we had him come to the studio live and kind of interview him, and he had his dad and his uncle and his grandfather, all of them had raced, so they were all there talking, and never says a word. Sawyer's kind of quiet, and so, you know, it was a really cool experience. Well, then he has a neighbor, wasn't it? And his neighbor that was making some, you know, really cool comments, and then talked to Britt and said, if you need to really talk to anybody, it's Sawyer Tinker. And she was like, well, why? And you want to tell the story? You tell it better than I do, because you actually got to talk to her. But this story will warm your heart. And then so, well, me and Britt had talked after she had told me this story, and we was like, this is what we need to do and pull this off, because Larry had mentioned he has 100 tires that's just piled up from where racers leave the track, right? So we're like, what can we do with tires? And then Britt, I'll let you take it from there.
So April is Autism Awareness Month. That's why I got on my autism shirt today. And Sawyer Tinker's neighbor, Miss Tammy Smith, had pulled me aside and told me that she has 2 sons, and both of her sons are autistic, and that she had battled stage 4 bladder cancer, and that her next door neighbor, who was only a 16-year-old boy, had come over and helped her around the house, you know, rolled in things, worked inside and outside the house, the yard, because her sons, you know, are capable of doing some of those things. And also, she just needed the help. And I thought, what a better thing to do during Autism Awareness Month than to be a neighbor to everyone in Catoosa County with children that have autism, just like Sawyer has done for Miss Tammy Smith. And Miss Tammy was telling me also how she helped him get a sponsorship with Warren and Griffin, and told me how big of a supporter of autism C. Mark is. And she said, that's what he supports. That's what he tries to help out with, and so they're really excited to do this as well. But May 1st, we're going to be coming out from 9 a.m. to 11, making the swings, and then from 11 to 12, we're going to have the families come to pick up their swings. And during pickup, we will have Sawyer and his car out there in his full race gear to take pictures with every single kid who comes to pick up a swing, or any of the kids or adults that come and volunteer to help. So if you want to come by and be part of being a great neighbor in Catoosa County, you can, as a company, donate tires if you're at the tire shop, or if you just happen to be a racer in the area, come by and donate some of your old tires, but also look at the list of supplies we have and make sure you bring them. And if you're not able to physically help, bring your lawn chair, sit out here, pray over these tires, pray for us as we work on them. Pray for these young people who receive them. And if you need a tire for your kid, please sign up. We really want to bless as many people as we can.
So now, David, will you come out on that Saturday, May 1st, and help us do that with the kids, and then help get some of the pictures? Because I want to get my picture made with David.
With David, yeah.
So can you will you be here? Can it happen?
I'd love to take a look at the schedule. I'll look at the
schedule. Oh, Tina, yeah. Who we haven't mentioned yet?
So,
okay.
That's a big maybe.
Yeah.
If we can.
Okay. That is awesome. We'd love to have you if you can be here. What better way than to give back to the community? And when you have drivers that they didn't mention it, they never said a word. This is something that we had to kind of, I guess, find out or dig into. And it just goes to show that the drivers here at Boys
tells you what type of people they are.
It's like a family atmosphere. Yes. That's what we like about it. It's what we enjoy about it. So we have called the swings. Now, they're a Sawyer swing, which is going to, you take the tire and lay it flat, and you pull the 3 ropes up and it hangs so they can lay in the swing. And so a Sawyer swing is what we're calling them, and it's going to be on Tinker Saturday. So you come tinker with us and build the swings on May 1st. So what a cool way of doing that. We'd love to have y'all. If y'all could be there, it'd be great. So we're going to run away real quick to our next commercial break. We come back out. We'll be back. And we're back with live with the Boyd Speedway podcast. We're going to wrap up the show. Larry is out doing whatever Larry does.
He's a busy man.
Very busy man. And he's probably underneath that old nasty Georgia 10 down here.
Well, there's no Georgia 10 up today because my truck's blocking where it would be.
And he's okay with that? I'm okay with that.
All right. He didn't know I was parking there, so yeah. I just parked there.
The least amount of Georgia things hanging around, the better off life is, right?
Rip told me to park there, so I parked there.
So, interesting show. We got a lot going on. But before we go, we want to mention this. We need decals. We need stickers. We need decals. We will give you space on the car and on the show if we can get some decals and stickers. And you're kind of looking out. We need some Boyd Speedway stickers. We need some Scenic City Motorsport stickers and decals. Different sizes. I thought you were picking up the.
We do have this one.
Yeah, we do have the Shop Ride decal.
We need more.
Yeah,
bigger. We need bigger ones.
I mean, I've got all of these I can handle. He's handing them out to me like I can't stand
it. We need now. There was show. Where's the pictures? Let's show the pictures.
We need to.
Now,
we
Larry
need to
said
this
was
that.
Hanging in his studio.
We need to clarify that. No, who's his?
I brought that for you guys.
Okay. Look at this. This is the coolest thing ever.
I have three more just like it.
This is awesome.
That's yours.
Yeah.
You asked me to bring it.
Yes, that is awesome. Thank
early
you.
Early birthday gift, I guess. Yeah. Which will be this Thursday.
This Thursday. The day before the race, I'll be turning 50.
50. Man.
50. Now, here's what I like about it is that is going to be in studio right behind me.
No.
How's it going to be behind you?
Behind you. If you realize that where you sit in your studio, you also do a podcast on Saturday night that does not pertain to racing. So it would be better to be behind. It can't be behind me either.
That's right.
Behind me. The brain trust here.
The brain trust.
You did.
The brain trust. Yo, this is the brain trust. Reminds me of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? That's who we are.
Honestly,
the brain trust.
For this brain trust.
I is the brain trust.
We wouldn't be right here where we are right now.
But there's another one I want you to show down here. This one down here. This is the one we're looking at down here. What's that?
If it was not for this brain trust, we would not be sitting where we are.
Oh, I know. This brain, he about took your head off.
Why are you putting it in front of me?
Yeah. He beautified the set. What are you talking about?
I'm giving you all the credit in the world, and you put it right in front
of me. All right. So here's what we need. We need decals about that size because the set, which is not this set, but our other traveling set we have, that is going to be lettered up with the Scenic City Motorsports logo and the Boyd Speedway logo that we will have out here when we're racing. Hopefully we'll have this thing out on show out here, and we have decals to hand out. We need decals on your car. And we come up with a number.
I don't like that number.
I knew you wanted to be 22. You'd want it to be 22.
We specified when we went over.
Okay,
we remember the name. And we went over the numbers.
That wasn't this show. That was the other show.
That's
that
right.
Don't count.
So
that's no longer a show.
BB out the water. Huh? Oh, I got.
Well, you wanted 720. You wanted three numbers.
Okay, there's a lot of.
Okay, he wanted 722 because it was you.
Right, that's
he's driving. Piece. He's got the car.
You're the show. Dee's the driver.
He's got a point.
83 double D?
83 double D? What number? Give it two digits. Tell him how we come up with eight.
It would be double deuce.
He was going to be 38 double D.
Look,
we'll tell this story.
If he's double deuce, it needs to be BB, big 222 BB, or 44 double D. I like 44 double D. That's double D, double D all the way around.
Well, it is double D, double D. I don't know, but anyway.
And that's definitely not his chest size.
No, but that's where his birthday, his number was 38. And it was going to be double D because in the dirt track you got it, you need the little letters. Well, his is Derek Dean, so we call him double D. And so he's going to go 38 double D. We all had a big laugh about it.
Yeah, because it sounded like a brassiere size.
Yes, it did. So I said, well, maybe we need to measure you. See what it is, and then put that number double D, and you go, well, we measure both because it's going to be us in the thing. So we sat at work the other day, pulled the tape measure around, so we were 85. And he goes, let's just be 83. I don't think we're 85.
It's okay. It's my birthday. So that's fine. I can take it. 83 is my birthday.
83 double D is probably is that what you're going with? 83 double D, and we are going to have, the car is what color? Gray?
Gray.
Gray. It's going to be gray and black with our logo, this logo in some the black. Red, we need some graphics.
Yeah. The red's going to be.
No Georgia red. No. The whole car like we talked about. Y'all are taking everything to be involved.
Hey, when he's got a race suit.
It's his car.
It's his race suit. This is his baby. He said that. I figured the least we could do.
The number really comes from, it's actually, it means something to me. So that's why I went with that number. And it's the year my wife was born.
There you go. So. Now, without that. But. So here's the thing though, you've got the race suit, you've got the helmet. You serious about this?
Yeah.
And your goal is to be in the sportsman's class at some point. So we're gonna make that happen. That's the least we can do is get out here and plug and promote and push and get you in that series. But folks, well, I'm gonna tell you what, we've got another announcement to make, and we're always making announcements on this show. The Boyd Speedway podcast show airs every Tuesday on Facebook Live on Boyd Speedway and on Scenic City Motorsports page and Kicking It with B-Lo and Scenic City Sports and all these other pages. We're working on the live YouTube channel now to go YouTube. At some point, we'll be going live with it on YouTube, but we're going to give it a spin, and we're going to do a weekly TV show called the Boyd Speedway Racing Show. I believe that's what we're going to call it, Boyd Speedway Racing. It's all about Boyds. We're going to host it, produce it, but it's all about Boyds. We're going to have drivers that you will not meet any other way on that show. We're going to show footage of the actual races. It may be the 602 Sportsman class. It may be the 604 crate class. It may be B Hobby class. It may be the Enduro class, and it might be the front wheel drives. You never know. You'll have to tune into the weekly show. It'll be a 30-minute show every single week. All Boyd's Racing, the behind the scenes, the people that make it go, the stories behind the people, and that's what's really cool about it. We're going to let you know everything going on behind Boyd Speedway and why it's such a place to get a part of. If you've not come out and experienced it, these guys will tell you we're all hooked. To me, it's an honor to be out here. It's a lot of fun. And JR's been out here. How long have you been out here, JR? You've been out here quite a while, ain't you?
Today?
No. Over the years.
No.
There you go. Now, you've got some cool stuff, too. So when you get out here to the race, you got to go out here to the tent. You got the Boyd's hat, the Boyd's shirts, the Boyd's hoodie.
Umbrella?
That's the coolest thing ever is the umbrellas. You got what now?
Flags.
Come on over here and tell us what you got before we close out. We're gonna hear from the Tennessee fan JR from Shot Right Photography, who does an amazing get right here and grab you a mic, and we're gonna talk to JR real quick and tell us what all they can get when they come out here to the track. JR, where can they find you at? Number one,
we are located beside the concession. In the pits, and we're at the main gate coming in to your left.
Okay, and you're going to have what all you're going to have with it? You got the hats,
shirts, cars for kids, umbrellas, checker flags.
The cool thing about the umbrellas, now not just the Boyd's umbrellas, but you can custom make some of this stuff too. If people come in and want stuff custom made, you can get that done too, right?
Yes, sir.
So there ain't much you can't do. You can get the umbrellas customized, and you can get the umbrellas you have now with the Boyd's on it. Cabin Fever, is that what's on them now?
No, actually, we just have the Russell Racing and Boyd Speedway.
All right, that is too cool, because those are neat in itself when you see this stuff. But you've got the Boyd Speedway hats that you're wearing now. You've got and that's got the worn look. I like those. That's the weathered look. So you got the hats, you got the hoodies, you got the girls' hats, the pink.
Yep.
You got hoodies, you got shirts, you got about anything you can think of there, which is really cool. So tell us how they can reach you, how they can get a hold of you, because you do pictures for Victory Lane, you do pictures of the racetrack. You've got the drone. I get out in a minute.
Yeah, the drone.
Yeah, tell them how they can reach you real quick.
You can look us up on Facebook at Shot Right Photography, or you can just call 423-653-0295.
There you go. Shot Right Photography and JR likes, you know, BB. That was. He is as redneck as he gets. It's not. All right, folks. We appreciate you watching. We appreciate you tuning in. We are going to stick around a little bit, and then we're going to head out. We'll be back Friday. Gates open at 3:30. Track opens 4:30. Racing starts at 6:30. Six, seven?
Seven.
All right. How much is the gate? 20?
That's 15.
15 last week. I don't know if it's 15 or 20.
It'd be 20 this week.
Yeah, I think so.
Thank you, Britt. Britt takes care of us. $20 to get in the gate, and that gets you what's it's 35 to go all the way around the track, whatever they want, need pits and all, right?
Yeah.
That's a pit.
Okay. Pit passes with a crew.
Yeah, otherwise if you're grandstanding, you're not a pit pass, it's called a VIP.
VIP. And how much is that one?
Last week was 45 because you
get to
come in here.
Okay, so you get the VIP pass. You get to come in here where we're at now, looking out that window at the track. One of the best scenes you'll see all year. Well, it's a cool sunset too. Right,
and now, you so. Can get hit by mud.
And you get hit by mud. And you'll have the.
And you can take it home with you.
They're also going to be streaming the race live on Grassroots Sports TV, right?
Yeah.
That is awesome. Well, folks, we appreciate you watching. Appreciate you tuning in. Until next time, take care and may God richly bless you.
See ya.
Thank you.